Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Wow, a great song indeed, the music of the Singletons. That's how we start, man. And remember, yesterday we had a show, man. We had a show and a half. And I still want to thank everyone that took the opportunity to talk to us. And there is no one who has called, who has spoken something that is not valuable and something that is not true. No one. Everybody has spoken the truth. We really appreciate that, you know. There are manners in which perhaps maybe there and there we might not have agreed in terms of dissemination or the usage of scripture there and there. Everyone would bring the perspective and say, okay, to bring a particular point, you know, where scripture could not be used by that and like that and stuff. Let's use scripture appropriately. The points we are speaking, though, are powerful points and truthful points. One cannot actually find themselves straying away from that. So I want to bring tonight the very aspect of the truth and to say, okay, then what is the truth? If we speak about that which is the truth, then what is the truth? What is the truth even all about? When we speak of the truth, what are we talking about? And what does the Word of God say with regards to the truth, you know? What does the Word of God say? Is the Word of God really telling us well when it comes to the issue of the truth? Or are we finding ourselves, you know, really caught up somewhere else, you know, somehow, in a manner that makes us not to actually even understand that which is the truth? What is the truth even all about? What does the Word of God speak with regards to this? What is the truth, or what is the truth standing on? In other words, we are saying, then what is the Word of God, since we are quoting the Word of God in many instances and sayings that we are bringing across? What is the truth of the Word of God? What is the truth about the law, which is the Word of God? Something to look into there. And when we speak about what is the Word of God, what is the Word of God all about, and the implications of the Word of God, then I believe that we will come to a particular understanding as to then the usage of this which is the Word of God and the truth. How do we use the Word of God? Are we using the Word of God properly these days? In mere quotations, in mere applications, can we say without a doubt that we are using the Word of God quite properly? What does God's Word say about this? What do the Scriptures say about this? The Word of God, the truth. What is it even all about? You know, I need to know and hear from you, you know. Because the Word of God is supposed to be spiritual food. You know, it's supposed to be that. It's supposed to be the statutes of God. It's supposed to be the precious truth of God. It's supposed to tell us even about that, that the Word of God is the precious truth of God. It is supposed to be telling us that the Word of God is the commandment of God. It's also the precious gospel of God. And how this Word of God is being understood, many people would say it is the Word that endures. And how so? Something to look into therefore there when we look into the aspect of the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 89 and verse 152, respectively, they say, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever." Which means the Word of God is the truth that God has founded forever, which is settled in heaven. Ish, but nah, settled in heaven. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Just amazing. Heaven and earth will pass on, but the Word of God will remain. It is therefore incumbent upon us that we understand the authenticity of the Word of God, that as we use the Word of God and apply in our everyday living and even in our rhetoric, we know what we are doing. We know what we are implying. We know what we are getting ourselves into. We know what kind of sentiments we are evoking. So we are talking about that. What does the Word of God, you know, what is the Word of God even all about? And what is God saying? You know, what is God saying? What does the Word of God say? What is God saying? It's also a question that comes to mind that one needs to bring across and ask themselves, what is he saying? Jeremiah 36 verses 2 says, take a scroll of a book and write it on all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, against all the nations from the day I spoke to you, for the days of Josiah, even to these days. What is therefore the word of God according to that? It is the inspiration of God according to that which is written with regards to the activities of a nation. The way the nation behaves, the way rulers behave, the word of God is written with regards to them. And the word of God says a lot with regards to them. But we must know which word of God says that. We shouldn't just go and beef about rhetorics and find ourselves be lost in confusions of trying to explain. Ezekiel 1 verses 3 says, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Sheba, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. The word of God comes upon the priesthood, which is the body of Christ. We are the royal priesthood. It is the expressions of God that come upon us, the commandments of God that come upon us, the instructions of God that come upon us as the priesthood. And who is the priesthood? That's blasphemous. It's good to actually say we are the royal priesthood. We are the royal priesthood. We are the children of God, the royal priesthood. No one should single them out there, or no one should be singled out when an argument is being made. No, we are the royal priesthood. You know, we are in the priesthood, which is Christ the high priest, and in the royalty, which is Christ the Son of the Sovereign Lord who rules, and the King of glory, Jesus Christ, who also rules sovereignly. And the word of the King comes upon us as a statute, comes upon us as the priesthood. Just like a man who speaks over his house and everyone in his house listens, so is the word of God. And we also see much of the times, and I'm looking at Haggai there. It says in chapter 2, verses 1, in the seventh month of the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. You know, by those who are in the priesthood, those who are children of God, the word of God comes through them. In other words, God speaks through them. It's not them speaking. It is God speaking through them. What is the word of God? The utterances of God that he brings across through his servants. Who are his servants? His priesthood. And who are his priesthood? Everyone that is in the house or in the body of Christ, that should be known, or in the household of God, because he is of a kingdom of priests. Amazing there, right? I'm just looking for some verses there, you know, and these words of God should be desired. Psalms 19 verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yeah, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. What is the word of God? What is the truth? That which the believers, people, everyone should desire. Because it's better than anything that a man or a woman can achieve in their life. It's better than being the best or the top billionaire. These words of God, this truth of God. And what is God saying to your heart? Since you are the priesthood of God, what is he saying to your heart? What is he saying to you? We've heard people saying, yeah, I see Ndabeni and all those kinds of things and stuff. And people buy Ndabeni. But now God is talking to you through his son. You know, he's talking to you by the Holy Spirit. What is he saying to you? With regards to the nation, with regards to the people of the land, what is he saying? These are the things to talk about. These are the things to linger on. These are the things to look into. These are the things to say to ourselves, yes. What is it that God is saying? It's very important to even tell ourselves that, to say, what is it that God is saying? You know, we can all just have Christian shows and all those kinds of things. And everybody says, wow, that was nice. But what is God really saying? What is the truth of that which God is saying? What is God putting across? The importance of the Word of God these days, in the times that we live in, the importance of the truth, which is the Word of God, in the times that we live in. What comes to your mind with regards to that? Send a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also make it a voice note, you know. And those who say, hey, yesterday, you have the right to do so. You can also do that. You can also do that. Because of time, you know, we had to curtail some conversations. Because of time, we wouldn't be able to finish where we were supposed to finish. And of course, you can give us a shout and tell us what is the importance of the Word of God to a nation at this kind of state that we find ourselves. Because at times, man, you go to churches of the saints, you know, what you hear is just miracles and, you know, signs and wonders. And people come out there and you try to ask as to what is it that you heard, my man? You know, what is it that came across? What is it? And all you can hear is, you know, somebody who fell on someone's shadow and all those kinds of things. Or someone who walked and his shadow remained behind. You know, all those awkward things. I'm not looking down at them. People appreciate those things. I'm not looking down at them. But I want to know, what is it that God is saying? The importance of the Word of God in a time that we live at, in a nation that we find ourselves in. You know, the importance of the Word of God when things seem to be really, really, really going in a manner that we don't understand. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. And also drop us a voice note. I would like to hear your voice notes there. And it's 0826572729. And of course, you can give us a shout and talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Remember, as I said, that there are those who said, it's fine. I am open to that. Especially when it is the Word of God.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can talk to us directly there just as much as you want. And you can also, tell us the importance of the Word of God these days. Can we say without a doubt that we actually, are keen to hear from God? You know, what is the Lord saying when things are like this? You know, what is the Lord saying? What is the Word of God even saying when things are like this? the importance of the truth of God, you know, against opinions of people, the importance of the truth of God. What is it even all about? And we, what kind of attitude should we have with regards to the Word of God? Listen to this, some attitudes that we find with regards to the Word of God. Psalm 119, I'm going to look at verse 47 and verse 72. It says, "And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love." Delighting ourselves in the commandments of God, which we love. Verse 72, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." Attitude towards the Word of God. And what kind of attitude towards the Word of God do we see today? If you look at your life, and especially in your walk with the Lord, and you'd say, have I been walking quite right? Or the manner in which you used to love the Word of God, do you still have that enthusiasm? You know, what has happened to your attitude with regards to the Word of God? Something to also ponder on and look into. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Amandla wezulankulunkulu. And today, what is God saying? What is the power of the Word of God, even in situations that we find ourselves in? I need to hear from you.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Nobles Bego there, come and stay with me, O God. Come and stay with me. The importance of the Word of God is likaNkulunkulu ekhathini zanamhlanje. Njengoba sibona kukubi kangaka, abantu beshona left, right and center. And kwenzakala konke okubi phela. Nasemndenini siyabona hawu madada sekune relative ehambile, sekunaloyano hambile, sekunobani bani ohambile, colleagues, people who have been going to school with, you know. And what is God saying? What is the Word of God with regards to these things? What do you think the Word of God is all about? You know, and the essence of the Word of God, the importance of the Word of God today in a time that we find ourselves. Remember, we are not saying to God, how safa kangaka wathula. No, we are saying, what is your Word all about? And even in a time that we find ourselves in, what is your Word all about? Because we know there's something that your Word of God is telling us. Mhlambe sibheke eceleni. Bheka kwethu, mhlambe we are looking the other way. And we are supposed to be hearing that which God is saying. And somehow we are locked on onto something else. Rhetorics of people, philosophies of people, and not the actual fact of God. It is a bit of a problem, you know. So we are looking into the very aspect of the Word of God. What is the Word of God even all about? And of course, also you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. What is God saying? The essence of the Word of God. The value of the Word of God in the light of the situations of today, the value of the Word of God. And then this value, is it respected as much by those who purport to, you know, to say we are children of God? What kind of attitude do we get these days towards the Word of God by the very same people who say we are children of God or followers of Jesus Christ? need to hear from you as to what your perspective and your view is with regards to that. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
All right, and of course, you know, when it comes to the Word of God, because He is alive, we should rely on Him at all times. There's a song by Unqobeka. And then this song is so beautiful, man. Listen to this a bit. As you give us a shout, as you send us your WhatsApps, we will read them live. Don't worry. We'll read them live, you know, and tell us what is the value of the Word of God in the light of what is happening these days.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. The importance of the Word of God, even when things are like this, even when situations are like this. Tobela kuku.
Ah, ke le dumedi sa ka le bitso le matla ka le bitso la Jesu Kriste. Lina le matla ba tsalwane ngini pulisa nonke. Kule gama ngilibiza igama leli la hluli thuna.
Hey batha.
Ma le hluli thuna ga le sentse le bitla lena le re tsanetse re gomare le lona go bane le gena mae e kgerega rena le sa seng sa bopiwa ka matsogo
eh
ene se bopiwa se melose wa bopiwa ka matsogo ga o bona gane gone di anong
eh
ga o sa bona gane re dira ke le uba le lapareteng le fase ba salwane gobane re dula re tshogile a baneng ba le le sepetlele ngendaba yokuthuka ne stress kuthi aba mina ngithuka ngithi mawuzithemba nokuthi noma ngifile ngizovuka ngiphile ngoba uJesu wahlula ithuna and ga sentse le bitla ka nnete a re kgolofeleng matšatšing a le kgono setlhogo sa ka semola go Matthew 24 setlhogo sa ntse se re tsholelang ya Jerusalema go bua ga morwa motho re tla bona ka makgapa mantsi tlasa lefase le kwa batsalwane kwa mantse mina se wena esiting le kuthi se tlala se thukile and mina ngiyaphuma kule site lokuthuka ngilapho ke sizobona nokuthi uNkulunkulu uJesu wabeka impawu yokuthi mangibuya nizobona ngokuthi kuzasabeka emhlabeni yekithishinyego ya mathomo ba batsalwane uyazi nisamamele ukaleni komhlaba lona ukakathusi uyabona mangi mawuya lapha encwadini yethu mola go 66 ibuku ya Isaiah mo ifella go 66:24 yere ka ponya le hlutla re gautswa montlong ya gago ditopo di tlaba di robetse left and right mo strateng na go ke yona tshishinyo go ya le dire ba le tlobona ditopo tsa ba ba ntlhanogetseng di tlaba di rapeletse ana ga ke kgethele gore mohlampo wena ga wa dumela a re dumeleng go modimo and barutiwa ba Jesu le bona ba kile ba re ga ba mmotsiša wa bona kulengwadi namhlanje bengizintla ngayo o Matthew 20 lapha kukhona umama ubitsa mosadi wa Sebedeus mosadi wa Sebedeus o re nako mosadi wa Sebedeus o itse ga ekwa gore ka nnete Jesu a tla go Jesu ga bona gore tse ntse dilo di a direga lapha e 20 Matthew 20 verse 20 e re ka lebaka leo go kile go atla mmago barwa ba babedi mogatsa Sebedeus a na le barwa ba gagwe a fihla a mo khunamela go na le saratago a se rata go se kgopela go Jesu ye re ga ke a barwa ba gagwe a re go Jesu re ke rata gore barwa ba ka ba babedi ba e mongwe a dule letsogong la gago le letona e mongwe a dule letsogong la gago la ntsogotlho gore ba tlo kry-a mmuso wa magodimo o Jesu ba fetola a re nna le tla kgona ga nka re letla ka kolobetso ke leng ka kolobetsa ka yona motsalwane o samanele o kubapatiswa kumele ngoba lana u Jesu o khuluma ngempapatiso ye re mosadi a fetola yena mogatsa sebeti yo yana go le bana ba babedi a fetola gare re tla kgona go kolobetsa ka kolobetso ya gago a ba butsha gapa rena le sengwe le se ke sengweleng le tla kgona na ba fetola ba re eya re ka kgona Jesu o tshe ga fetola a re tseo ka moka tsa gore a ba todula letsogong la ka le letona se tle le ka difang ke nna le swang le tlo di fa ke tate ya gore o tlhokenye ba rutwa ba ga ba itse ga ba ikwa fetola mme o la gore ba tla di fa ke tate a ba fundi ba ke ba kana mantsi kwa shuba e mswenu babo ba thi o tla tsamba ne je no Jesu o thina ke manje masal a thi sizomela nokuthuba ba ka zo sinikeza nokuti re ka dula ka lesogong le letona ke o di tla dire ga dianga senka ba sa thaba o Jesu wa thukuba bona nokuthe ba rutiwa ba gagwe ba tlhokofala matlong a ba botsa lo tshwantse gore lebe le tumelo e sa se tumelo e tshepagalang a ba botsa gape ga o ya go Matthew a re gomme tseo di tla diragala motlhane lefase everything is renew mo lefaseng ga go renewa dilo tse ka go fela ga tsona Jesu ke mo a ba botsang a re le lena le dilo tsa lona di ka se lefe ke nna go khuluma lapha ko Matthew 19 se ke mola go Matthew 19 verse 27 ke a ibala ke mo Petro a fetotsego a re shidi rena re tlogetse tsohle re tlogetsang khoma ya busa lapho Petro o tshe go motse go ba le khoma re tla gwetsa eng 28 o Jesu a re ruri ke a le botsa mohlange go ntshiafala tsohle morwa motho a tlo go dula setulong sa gago sa letago la gagwe ke mo go metate go memwa le mongwa meloko e e 12 ye ba tlo neela ke tate dilo ka go fela ditloba di le renew o tshwathe kwa mantse bazalwane ngicela nokuthi nihlale ko nkulunkulu kune sifo singenile mantse i-coven ikhona angifuni nokuthi ngikhuluma mangithi ayikho i-coven ikhona ngoba la ibhayibhelini ire go tloba le tshihlungwego ya lefase ga e go na le tshishinyego ya lefase a re tlogeleng gore no lesifo se spreadilwe se buya kuphi se buya kuphi a re rapeleng go modimo re tshepeng go modimo ke a le rapela ka pelo botlhoko bazalwane kealo ka paulo ga itse ke a le rapela jangene pele ya lena le itlise pele go modimo le itlise tempeleng go besedimo se se phelang ka modimo ka tsela eo go tlhoba go na le modimo mo pelong ya lena go tlhoba le kgolofelo ya gore le ga re ka kgwa ko nameng fela moya ona modimo o tlo o tsosa and-e modimo ga go adime moya o nfone go kgasela katlhe o tho izwisise unkulunkulu u kubolekile lo moya wo kuphila azange athi ukunikeza forever and unkulunkulu njengoba ubona kuba nezingozi abantu bayashona unkulunkulu usuka abona nokuthi le tempeli lakhe seliyadilika manje lo moya kuboleke wona sekuyaqala manje usinda luya umzimba unkulunkulu nawe le peni malokushaya uthi unkulunkulu mukela umoya wami ngingasezi ubuhlungu and leso sikhathi uma ivula inhliziyo yakho unkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi umntwana wami uyarepenta manje uthi ngikolele ngoba ngiyapeyinela kulongu kuyenzile nalongu ngikhohliwe mara kwamanje ngithatha umphefumulo wami ngiwubeke ezandleni zakho ujesu wathi mabambethele wathi ngithatha umoya wami ngiwubeke ezandleni zakho akubi tlase ga mobu modimo a motshepisa tsogo le bophelo and a tsoga ka nnete a phela
ya koko wow I really appreciate.
Are full feeling mudimo. Mika 2 bazalwane. Ye ga e bolela ka Mika 2. Ire ba ba tlhokofalang. Go le hlogono le ba ba khwelang mreneng. Ire tsogang le nanogeng filfa. O luka lapha ku Mika 2 verse 10. Ire tlogazi yenelelang le nanogeng ka maotwana na le tshabeng. Go ba le fast le litshila fetse. Bo bibia bona re bo santse boitla. Go le ditshila tse di tlang di se diatla di le aparela ngoba mhlampe uyo shona u baleka uthi u baleka isifo kanti se ungqolisa le tempeli laka nkulunkulu asithembeni nokuthi ngempela unkulunkulu maka sithembisile usithembisile ngoba usibonise ngendodana yakhe amen bazalwane ngiyanikhulekela bonke gore a re tlogeleng lo mkhuleko lo ka Timotheus 1 Timotheus 2 yethu siyakhulekela lamakhosi ukuthi siphile ngepeace bonile khona le bushukumbi yalo khona ga re tiputshisheng gore na ga re ka super president ka monwana mo re rapella peace ye Jesu a kileng a shela baruti ba gagare ke le shela khutso mo la go tshohana 19 a ke le shela khutso ye go meka senya fela tla sa le fatle amen
ya koko go lebohile tle
go lebogana nimbonga na ba mameli ba samamelile bazalwane a sikhulekene uNkulunkulu isifo sikhona isifo sfanetse masifika tsuwele exciting la ka uNkulunkulu re bidi ala ka kharabetsela tse 5 ke kileng ja ba le mabona a tukang amen
wow thank you koko thank you
modima le khona fatse ka go fela amen
hallelujah we are taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699 012-334-1322 in the light of what is happening. How do you rely on the word of God? What is God saying to you in the light of the pains that we are going through, in the light of the situations, the frustrating situations that we are going through, in the sicknesses that we see ourselves under? You know, what is the word of God saying to you, and what keeps you going with regards to the word of God? And how do you become encouraged, you know, in the word of God when you see, you know, friends that you grew up with, you know, they are no longer there, you know, they are no longer there. Hey, people that you grew up with, nowhere to be found, you know, all those kinds of things and stuff. We are touching on that. I trust and believe God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And the power of the word of God these days, the power of the word of God. Listen to this. The word of God purifies us. You know, the power of the word of God is that the word of God purifies us. Psalm 119 verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Means how can he be pure? How can he live a pure life? By taking heed to the word of God. And today when we see so many things wearing a format of impurity, it takes us back to the word of God, to heed to the word of God, to say we really need the word of God to guide us and to see us through in every circumstance that we find ourselves. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. What is the attitude of people towards the word of God when things are happening the way that they do? Send us your WhatsApps and voice note. It's 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there, and you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM at Radio Pulpit. We love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Tokozambambo there, and of course we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. That is 012-333-8699. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. In the light of the manner in which things are, the word of God, you know, the word of God, the importance of the word of God, and how our attitude towards the word of God should be like, and what the word of God, you know, says in situations like this. All right, And Memartha Pelandaba Shabil, Memartha there says, good evening, Pastor Ray. People start to question their faith when things are like this, but the good news is found on Jeremiah 29:11 and Exodus 14:14. Amen. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Memartha there says, people question things when things are like this. Hey, Banna, I hear you. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Yabulisa, Kamini, Selenkosi, to Jesus Christ, my brother.
Sawubona.
The topic, the word of God. I think the word of God is love.
Yeah.
Because God demonstrated his own love for us, because while we were sinners, wanikela ngendodana yakhe uJesu Christ. Yeah, wanikela ngimpilo yakhe, wafela izono zethu.
Yeah.
The word of God says, be holy because I am holy.
Yes.
Nathi nasithi singabathe masibe ngcwele. Ezinkambeni zethu. UJesu ethandaza wathi ngelinyanga, sanctify them in the truth, because thy word is truth.
Yeah.
Kulezi zikhathi esiphila kuzo, the light of truth is the only valid weapon against the darkness of deception, Brother Ray. Izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi masibe ngabalenzayo izwi, singagcini lapho, sigcine, siligcine ezinhliziyweni zethu, because truth begins with God's word, Brother Ray. Our faith must be based on the truth of God's word. Truth in our faith is choosing to believe and act upon what God says, Brother Ray. Kulezi zinsuku ze corona pandemic, Brother Ray, uSatan esahlasele nge corona, singafani nezo, singalaleli izwe futhi. Ngoba izwe libuza ukuthi i corona isibulala kanje, idlala ngathi uphi uNkulunkulu? Uyaphila lo uNkulunkulu. Kepha thina, let's accept only the truth of God. Sivumele umoyo ingcwele ukusilwela, brother. Nokusivikela, nokunqobela, my brother. Ngoba thina asinawo amandla okulwisana nalesi sifo, lesitha esingu-devil. Kepha umoyo ongcwele uzasilwela, brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, uNkulunkulu akubulisise, my brother. To God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you, Sam.
God bless you too, my brother.
I was like, and of course, we are continuing to ask that question. What is the importance of the word of God? And are we applying the word of God quite properly? And in situations like this, would we be able to say we are using the word of God in the right way? And the right way, the right usage of the word of God is not what I prescribed. You know, it is what the word of God says. Are we applying the word of God quite properly? And even in situations like this, you know, are we able to say, okay, then the word of God says this. You know, when situations are like this, the word of God says this. And the reliability of the word of God. Have we found ourselves at some stage having twisted that which God has said? You know, quite easy. Have we found ourselves having twisted that which God has said in order to put across our own ambitions, our own arguments? And to an extent that at some stage one can actually see that we really are misappropriating that which is the word of God. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. And let's hear what you say, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. The word of God. Are we using the word of God quite properly these days? And especially in the light of what is happening, what are we saying to each other as we face what we are facing? You know, what are we saying to each other? Give us a shout. 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, you can also drop us a voice note or a WhatsApp there. It's 082657 2729, and tell us much about how you feel about this. Are we finding much of the times we being people who basically even misappropriate that which is the word of God? Things to look into, things to consider, things to ponder into. Are we finding at times really going all the way, you know, and making, you know, mockery of that which is the word of God, you know, and to an extent that people would look at us and look at the manner in which we speak with regards to the word of God and really say, indeed, these are a confused people. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. In the background there, Margaret. Dwala Lam, the name of the song. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Or 082-657-2729. That's the WhatsApp.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Talking about the Rock of Ages, who is actually the Word of God, Jesus Christ himself. We are asking this question, you know, how strong do you rely on the Word of God in times like this? You know, how is your reliance on the Word of God? Do you see the Word of God's relevance in the light of the plight that you are facing? Would you say, yes, indeed, one really is reliant on the Word of God, regardless of circumstances that seem to be coming out about, you know? And of course, also, you know, the importance of the Word of God, what the Word of God is even all about, you know. What is or what are the benefits of the Word of God, you know. And I trust that you can talk just as much and encourage people out there who would be saying, you know what, I feel a bit discouraged. You know, this disease is just too much. This pain is just too much. This loss is just too much. You know, I'm really over the hedge. What would you say? The Word of God, and using the Word of God to encourage people in situations like this. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this, and with the very aspect of the Word of God. One of the things which describes the Word of God is the concept of absolute trustworthiness. Absolute trustworthiness. That God would do according to his promises. One of the nature of describing the Word of God is absolute trustworthiness. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. Are we still seeing the Word of God as absolutely trustworthy these days in the light of what is happening, in the light of what is taking place? I mean, you look at TV, you just see people, pastors arguing, pointing at one another and all those kind of things. It's quite sad, I should say. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. I'm keen to hear from you. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. And drop us a voice note also there. Let's hear what you say.
Hi, Pastor Ray. When you read Isaiah 55 verse 11, it says, it is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. The Word of God, Pastor Ray, is so powerful. The Word of God includes both speech and action. It is powerful, for by it God created all things, and by it he still cares for his creation. In the Old Testament, the word of God refers nearly 400 times to what the prophets communicated to God people. In the New Testament, it refers to the word that was preached by God's servant. God's word is fruitful, and it does not go forth without producing powerful results. His word is reliable and true. It has been written down as scriptures. God's inspired word, more important, it has come to us in human flesh, in Jesus Christ, the word of life. Whoever listens to him receives internal life. Ngalokho ngisho ukuthi igama lenkosi linamandla liyaphilisa, Pastor Ray. Olzwayo elifunda uyawuthola ukuthula. Ngiyabonga from Sibongile. Thank you.
Asibonga kakhulu, Sibongile, siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi ikubusise. Thank you so much for the voice note. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Sibongile, qedwe usho le nto engicedwe usho le. That the word of God is trustworthy and reliable. In the light of what is taking place, we must know the word of God. And when we know the word of God, we will see the trustworthiness of the word of God in the light of what is taking place. 012-333-8699, it's the number to dial. And also 012-334-1322, you can talk to us there. And you can also, you know, just like Usibongile, send us a voice note. 082-657-2729.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
012-333-8699, you can give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And talk to us there. We are keen to hear from you as to what you make about this. When situations are the way that they are, when situations turn out to be the way that they are, what say you with regards to the word of God? Hello there, hi.
Hi, can I have a little maybe some run of holes?
Go.
Eh, Bully Sanabasalan Bong, Kebasama Melin, and Bully Sabasalani, and she's your song and Pella no good thing in Pella no Bubella, but Uncle no good tea. Sasihlaleni empalweni lana ngisa ngencwadi yaka Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 ngizoyifunda lana ire yona ga ipalaga ka tsela ire ba lesogonone ke ba khumanege moyeng wa bona gobane ke bo gobane mosu wa magodi mo ke wa ke ba kwa bona ba piano eh maifundeka kanjalo ke kona futhi iscriptures lesingifuna nokuthi ngelpela inhliziyo yakho uMathew okhuluma ngomoya inhliziyo nokuthi mayingabidizeli wahlala kuNkulunkulu uhloba right wadlula kuMgimo wathi bori gake ikhwake khwela morena le gake tsela ke tselela morena kusho iRomans lapho akhuluma khona ku-14 verse 8 nlana ngizovula incwadi futhi yaka Luka 17 verse 5 lana abapostoli bamcelile yona e bana ga ka tsela e re ba apostolo ba kile ba khopela morena ba re ekeletse tumelo full stop 6 morena are gelena le tumelo e kana ka le tlhoka thorwana ya le tlhoka le ka bolela le sehlare sel sar la re setomogwe mo so itahlela ko le watleng se ka dira diano uyazi u Jesu lana u bafundisile bafundi bakhe bebaya kuJesu nathi masingamcela uNkulunkulu kule ncwadi yakhe iBhayibheli sithi sicela usinikeze ukuhlakanipha nokuthi njalo sibe nenhliziyo yokuthi sifuna ukuyazi iBhayibheli sifuna ukwazi imibhalo sifuna ukwazi isuku zokugcina ngoba vele uMathewu ukhuluma ngesuku zokugcina nokuthi kuzoba kubi sorry la mo go sala mathomo bana ba Modimo re sala go tshitshinyego ya mathomo go tla tshitshinyego mokgwa e bolelang gore go tloba go le go gobe mo go letsatsi le botlhoko letlang ithi maye kuna ba itshwele maye kuna ba nga kgone go hamba letsatsi le tloba le legologolo ka nnete mara fela ga o kgwela moreneng ke go neeletsa kgolofele gore o tlo phela le gone bjalo re tlo phela ga re ka dula fase ra rapela ra re kgopela gore morena ka go fela ga rena re fe botlhale ja go bala mangolo a gago a maphepha mo baebeleng gomme re tsebe gore o bua neng mabuo a gago ke neng gobane mona go Marko 13:32 ithileso sekgati bafundi bakhe bahlala noJesu bathi ibandla selihambile bara gore botse tse o shumaela ka tsona gore bosogo bja matshelo le boyetla ke tlo diraga bjang Jesu a ba botsa re le mangolo ya legodimo ga batsebe ga tsebe gore letsatsi le morena Jesu tata tlang ka lona a tlhogo bothang le babana ba gage ke la neng go tseba yena fela gore letsatsi leo le tlaneng a tlhaleng mokhumekene re shumaele evangedi ya ga tsona mokolobetso mo a kileng a re sokologang gobane mmuso wa magodi mo batsametse thakgalelang mmila wa gagwe wa mosetsana gore o lekelelane o dule o le righte ba tsalaneng ya bonga ngempela ngisazobuya futhi ngoba isikhathi sesekhona uyabona inhliziyo yami ngempela masingakhuleka sonke siphi uNkulunkulu siyacela ngempela nokuthi la siwone khona sicela nokuthi uyisuse le khovene siyekelani nokukhombana ngemino ngoba lena isicalo sokuthi uNkulunkulu uyadivinya umhlaba uyalihlunga ibandla lakhe leli lihloze nokuthi ngempela sikhuleka kuNkulunkulu a re Johana 4:24 a re lebaka le fitlhile utse Jesu ga botsa mosadi wa mosamaria a re we ha lebaka le fitlhile la gore ba ba rapelang tate ba mo rapele ka moya le ka thereso gobane tate ke moya o tsoma ba bjalo amen
koko re a lebogatlhe morena wetse a ntle
amen
thank you we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699 and we want to hear from you. Hello there, hi.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you.
I'm Nelson.
Welcome, Nelson.
Thank you.
Yes, you can talk to us.
The two outrageous respondents to the sex directive. As we see, we are on the truth.
Mm.
And we believe.
Mm.
I based on the Genesis chapter 1.
I'm listening.
What is my former thought? I'm a little bit. So I believe. I have a belief because I see and I have a belief. I have performed my knowledge to the word that I see. I have performed my eyes, the thing that I see to knowledge. And I base everything from the name from God.
Yeah.
Is there what And only the second one is if they acknowledge a general excuse. Due to my opinion.
Yes.
What day?
Okay, we can't hear you clearly, sir.
The second question. What book day? On Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Mudimu alayla are. Our value is
here.
All
right. I hear. Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate, man. All right. Let's talk to Nompumelelo Pimpil. Nompumelelo, sawubona
Mfundisi.
Ngiyaphila, unjani kodwa?
Ngiyaphila. Thank you for the program and I'm trying to make a phezulu. Ukhuluma nge the word of God.
Yes.
Okay. The word of God is like medicine. Uthola ku Samson 7:20 la athi khona he sent forth his word to heal the people.
Yeah.
Masiyenze izilo kaNkulunkulu ukuthi libe umuthi, and it is also like a sword. Uthola the word of God is alive and powerful.
Yeah.
Sharp as a two-edged sword. So yeah.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Bumzileni. God bless you. Thank you very much. Nompumelelo, thank you very much. Thank you, Nompumelelo. Ngiyabonga yeza.
All right.
Okay then. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. What the word of God is all about. And in a time like this, you know, the essence of the word of God, the importance of the word of God, when we find ourselves in the times that we are at. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. And also you can send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729.
Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Absolutely there. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, the reliability of the word of God. The reliability of the word of God. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 26. And now I pray, O God of Israel, let your word come through, which you have spoken to your servant David, my father. The reliability of the word of God is that the word of God comes through. And in the light of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, what is the essence of the word of God? Ubumqoka bezwi kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. In a time like this, let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699, 012-333-334-1322. Let's hear what you say there. And then, of course, send us your WhatsApp, so your voice note, if you're willing. And that is 082-657-2729.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.